how do I relate the rise of radical Islam with its restrictions, with its throwback mentality, and with its hatred and its murderous nature with the progressive movement in the West? It's quite simple. You have to think about biology to understand it. You have to think of the AIDS virus, which is symptomatic, actually symbolic, rather, of what I'm talking about. The AIDS virus is actually quite symbolic. It's a retrovirus, and it invades the body, but it doesn't really cause an infection for a while. It lays in wait. And while it lays in wait, the retrovirus, the HIV virus, it starts to attack the immune system itself. And only after the immune system itself is weakened can infections arise within the human being that has been infected with the HIV virus. This is what liberalism is. Liberalism is, in essence, the HIV virus. And it weakens the defense cells of a nation. What are the defense cells of a nation? Well, the church. They've attacked particularly the Catholic Church for 30 straight years. The police attacked for the last 50 straight years by the ACLU viruses. And the military attacked for the last 50 years by the Barbara Boxer viruses on our planet. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. That monologue that I just gave on the rise of radical Islam and how it is a reaction to or an ugly twin of post-Christian cultural barbarism, I would consider one of the best verbal pieces I've ever done in my years in radio. I just got to tell you that it was so good I wanted to join that guy's religion. I replayed that from yesterday because I asked the guys to get the best pieces from the week for Friday, and some things are worth replaying. That, I thought, was one of them. I listened to it, and when I listen to some of my work, I like it. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I would edit certain things. It was almost flawless.